is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test, and we'll start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In a statement, members of the Security Council said they will begin to work immediately on appropriate measures under Article 41 of the UN Charter. That specifies non-military actions, including sanctions. The Security Council held an emergency meeting Friday in New York, just hours after North Korea conducted its fifth nuclear test. The bomb triggered a blast that seismic monitors indicated was North Korea's largest such detonation yet. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and Russia have finalized a plan to reduce violence in Syria and lead to a political transition ending more than 5 years of war. After lengthy negotiations on Friday, Kerry said that a new nationwide ceasefire will take effect at sundown on Monday, September 12th, coinciding with the Eid al-Adha holiday.
The United States and Russia together are calling on all sides to recommit to a nationwide cessation of hostilities and to honor its previous terms. This will be effective at sundown on September 12th.
Lavrov confirmed the agreement and said it would help expand the counterterrorism fight and aid deliveries to Syrian civilians. The Russian foreign minister said that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government was prepared to comply with the arrangement. As many as 500,000 people have been killed and millions displaced from their homes since the Syrian war began. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says North Korea's latest nuclear test should prompt a rethinking of American strategy to deal with the rogue nation. Speaking in New York Friday, Clinton promised to impose tougher sanctions on the country. She also said that the latest test provides an opening to pressure China, which sees North Korea as an important ally.
The increasing threat posed by North Korea requires not only a rethinking of the strategy, but an urgent effort to convince the neighbors, most particularly China, that this is not just a U.S. Issue.
Meanwhile, here in Washington, Republican nominee Donald Trump said that a Clinton presidency would be bad for the country.
She'll talk and talk, and nothing will happen. Only bad will happen. But you just have to ask the people in upstate New York. She won because of them, and she produced absolutely nothing.
Trump told the Values Voter Coalition that political leaders have abandoned people of faith in America. He promised to appeal a rule that forbids religious leaders from endorsing political candidates in their houses of worship. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed legislation that would allow families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The majority of the airline hijackers were Saudi nationals, but the Riyadh government denies any involvement in the attacks. Virginia Representative Bob Goodlatte is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
JASTA ensures that those, including foreign governments, who sponsor terrorist attacks on U.S. soil are held fully accountable for their actions. We can no longer allow those who injure and kill Americans to hide behind legal loopholes denying justice to the victims of terrorism.
The bill has already cleared the U.S. Senate, but President Obama has promised to veto the legislation out of concern it could weaken U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia. The World Health Organization is warning Southeast Asia to guard against the threat posed by the mosquito-borne Zika virus amid mounting concerns in the region of the impact to local populations. WHO Regional Emergencies Director for Southeast Asia, Roderico Ofrin, said that countries need to adopt effective surveillance and reporting systems to closely monitor the spread of the disease. The virus has been linked to the birth defect, microcephaly, which causes neurological disorders. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.